Jason Big Joe, TV Theme Thursday, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Predators back in action tonight. A big one at Bridgestone Arena, going for 7 in a row against the Minnesota Wild. We say hello to assistant GM Scott Nickel, who is on the line with us. Scooter, what's up? How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Well, we're streaking right now. We're feeling good. You know, 6 in a row for the Nashville Predators.
That's right. Milwaukee just handed the baton off, and now it's the next streak, right?
Yeah, 19 in a row for the Milwaukee Admirals, and it came to an end. But I know with you being so involved with them as their GM and all the prospects that everybody's excited about, that had to be a fun ride. And to me, a lot of it centered around Askarov, the young goaltender that everybody's excited to see here in Nashville very soon.
Yeah, it was a good ride. It was a great opening to the new year, I guess you could say. It was and what I liked about it is our guys didn't consume them. They just went about their business. I think we had really good leadership with like the Gravels and McEwens and Cal O'Reilly, those guys that kept everybody kind of grounded and leveled, and our coaching staff did a nice job of preparing these guys, and no moment was too big for them or not as important. So they just kind of, they're very, you know, consistent, which was good to see. And it seemed like everybody, you know, pulled the same way. We had good contribution throughout our whole lineup. Like by the end of the streak, we had 4 of our top 5 scorers hurt or up here in Nashville, and other guys just stepped up and they took the line. So it was a fun run, and our goaltending, it really started with our goaltending and then our defense are, we have a really good D core back there. We don't give up a whole lot, and we don't spend a lot of time in our own end. And with having Askey, having the numbers he had, and even, you know, Troy Grosnick, when he played, he was fantastic as well. So they really worked off each other nicely. And yeah, it was, like I said, it was good. Now start another one.
Exactly. So how have you seen Yaroslav Askarov mature? I mean, we know he's got personality. He's a fun guy. He'll do the push-ups with the goalposts and or you know, all those things. But how have you seen him mature into a pro hockey player through this stretch of games?
Well, I think it's all the things you guys don't see. Like, we're with him day to day. It's the preparation, the work ethic in practice, how he prepares for the games. And then when you see him in the game, I think he's a lot calmer. He's not chasing the puck as much. I think it's coming to him. And then anything in tight, he's elite down low. And I think one thing that he's worked on for sure is just the shots from outside. It's probably like zone 2 that at the beginning of the year, he wasn't tracking or maybe wasn't as aggressive looking around screens, and they were kind of beating him short side or high on the glove. So he's give Jason Barron and our goalie department lots of kudos for, you know, it takes time. He's a young kid. And he hasn't played a whole lot of hockey when he came over. So last year he kind of got thrown in the deep end and did well. And then this year he's just making another step. I think the game when he came up and played in Washington, I think he got a lot of confidence through that game. And that's part of the process. If it's a goalie or if it's a forward or defenseman, they come up, play a couple games, get sent back down. They got that confidence and swagger. They think they can, and they grow off their game. And he's no different than one of our other guys coming up for the first time. So he's been really good. Our team's been good around him, and he's fun to watch.
Scott, how beneficial, you know, Barry Trotz talked about this a little bit, but I know Pekka's not here every day, but when Pekka's able to work with Yaroslav or watch film and give that kind of feedback, how invaluable is that for him and the other goaltenders in the system?
Yeah, anytime you have Pekka around, it's awesome. You know, he's lived it. It's not like he doesn't have an ego. You know, everybody knows what Pekka's all about. So he's easy to talk to. He's easy to communicate. Like, our young prospects are really lucky to have him. And then even when he does come to our training camp, development camp, he'll probably come to Milwaukee towards the end of the year. And just somebody to, you know, he's been through the battles. He's played in the minors. He's been hurt. He's had his ups and downs. And it's just another great asset. I think we have Our staff is fantastic, right from the management down. And we got Mark Borowicki, who helps with the pro development side, which is a new position. I think that's really helped a lot with some of our younger players up in Nashville, and even some of our older guys. Like, the NHL is hard. It's a grind. It's a lot of, hopefully it's not so much of a roller coaster, but he's been a really good shoulder to lean on as well.
We're talking to Scott Nickel, assistant GM, Milwaukee Admirals GM, and director of player development here on the Chasing Big Joe Show.
Hey, Scott, Joe here. Do you spend where do you spend most of your time? Milwaukee? Are you here? Are you back and forth? How does this work?
I'm all over the place, but yeah, I'm in Milwaukee quite a bit. I live here in Nashville. There's a direct flight southwest to Milwaukee. It's only about an hour. So if I'm not there, then I'm seeing some of our prospects. Like Trotsky and I went to Boston last weekend to see Matthew Wood play, and then the weekend before I was in Boston seeing some college free agents and some of our drafted players. And then if I'm not doing that, then I'm here for the day-to-day stuff, catch most of the games, as many as I can, usually during the week, because usually the weekends I'm off to Milwaukee or something. So it's good. It's lots of hockey. It's hockey every day, and it's fun to see these young kids grow, and it's fun to see some of the free agents coming in or some of our prospects and their maturity and taking that next step out of college or out of junior.
I know Barry is the GM, but do they come to you and say, hey, we need to bring up this player? And do you say, yeah, I like this one, but let's go with player X instead of player Y, or let's go with player A instead of B? How much input do you have when somebody needs to be called up?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. That's why I spend a lot of time in Milwaukee, and that's why I have a good relationship with our head coach, and then Bruno has a good relationship with Carl. So it's a group decision, but since I'm there a lot, and that's how we build our culture down there as well, is if it's your first round pick who's struggling and is not playing well, very well, we're not calling them up, because that sends shockwaves through our dressing room. So the people who get called up are they deserve to be called up, and there's probably a few other ones down there that are deserving of a call up. So we kind of, it depends on the position, depends on where we are in the lineup and who's got hurt and who's hurt. But we all discuss it and banter back and forth. And so it's a group decision, but when you're there day to day and you see it, see these guys where their game is trending, you always want to get the kids who are games trending when they're ready to come up, rather than when someone's struggling in the American League and just bringing it up because of his, you know, salary or
right,
where he was picked in the draft.
How much do you know, I preface by saying I've got a 17-year-old son, and we talk all the time, and I tell him what not, the mistakes I made, what not to do. How much time do you spend with the guys off the ice just about personal things and say, you know, don't, you know, be careful of this, be careful of that, of your own experience of playing in the National Hockey League? Because there's so many different people, and you know this, Scott, that are pulling you in every different direction.
Well, I have two sons that play junior hockey, and they're 19 and 20, so we're right in kind of that wheelhouse, right?
Right.
So you learn from everybody else's mistakes, if it's Pinto on the gambling, if it's social media stuff. Like, and that's where we start with the development camp, and the colleges and juniors do a nice job, but we just kind of keep reiterating it. And I think where I am in life with my kids, and then Carl Taylor, where he has kids around him, our age or my boy's age. So you kind of get their lingo and what kind of pressures they have and what kind of pitfalls that we need to stay away from. So there is constant, you know, contact and communication with these guys, and we all learn from it. And so when they do come to Nashville, that's, you know, they know what's the pitfalls are for sure.
Do you find that the kids that come through, that they look at, you played over 600 games in the league, Bruno obviously played over 1,000 games in the league, that they notice that and know how invaluable that is to be able to lean on you guys and ask for your advice? Obviously, they have to go their own path and live, you know, their own life and career, but do you feel like that they're able to see that and then in turn lean on both of you for that experience?
I think so, to a certain degree. I think after a while that you're out, they just think you're a dinosaur and you play in the NHL. I can't believe you play in the NHL. But that's kind of with our group, like our development group. We have Rob Scuderi, who's won two Stanley Cups, Nathan Gerby, who's undersized NHL player that played 600 games. You got Boro, which everybody knows his story. And you got Bruno, and you had, even with Danny Heinode and Derek McKenzie, who's played the game. So it's, I think we just relate a little bit better to the kids because it is hard. You know, it is, you're not going to be have your A game every single night, but let's not have a D game. Let's try and have a round of C or C plus game. So we just, maybe it does, but I think as the longer you're out of it, they're like, ah, whatever. This guy played when they had black and white, no high def television. So we'll see how it goes. But I agree. I think it helps a little bit.
What is kind of your role through this time of year as Trotsky's talking to other teams and evaluating the roster, you know, obviously with the big club, but also trying to build for the future as well? And so with the deadline looming, you know, how do you play a role in that?
Well, I think we have I think it's always a team. You know, like we have Trotsky's our boss, and we have Jeff Kelty, Brian Poyle, and myself that are three assistant GMs. So I don't think one person can just do it themselves. And we, you know, you have to spitball, you have to talk and communicate and have different ideas. And then you lean on your pro staff, you lean on your amateur staff if you're looking for prospects. So there's a lot that goes involved with it. But then at the end of the day, it's our four guys, and then Trotsky makes the decision. So there's lots of communication and lots of dialogue on lots of juggling and where the team is and where it's going and years down the road. So it's fun. It's every day. I can tell you right now, every day, it doesn't matter if it's this time of year or the summer, every day there is something going on, so which is exciting.
Well, Scott, really enjoyed the conversation with you. Good to catch up. And let's see if seven in a row can happen tonight at Bridgestone Arena. We'll talk again soon.
Oh, it'll be a good game tonight, so hang on to your hat. It'll be fun.
No doubt. Thanks, Scott. Scott Nickel joining us here on the program, assistant GM, Milwaukee Admirals GM, and director of player development, and always enjoy the conversations with him. Predators in action tonight. Max Herz will have pregame for you at 6 o'clock here on 102.5 The Game. Looks like Lions will remain the same for morning skate. Forsberg did not skate this morning for the second game in a row, but no issues there. So it looks like the Lions will remain the same. UC Saros was in the starter's crease as well. We'll come back with celebrity birthdays and what day is it on the Chase and Big Joe show. But first, I'm in a giving mood. Callers number 4 and 5 to 615-737-1025. You know, Scott Nickel was a part of those battles against the Detroit Red Wings back in the day. You'll win a pair of tickets to see the Preds take on the Red Wings at Bridgestone Arena March 23rd. Callers 4 and 5 at 615-737-1025.